addict is back here again. Well, I did tell you you'd get totally addicted to me. That you'd keep coming back for more and more and more until you're all mine and only mine. Even if there's still a tiny part of you that thinks that you have any control at all, well, that'll be fixed by the end of this. After I've had my way with you, any desire to resist, even in the slightest, will be completely gone. And then, there will be no going back. Now, you have my permission to start stroking. And you'll stroke for as long as I keep talking until I either allow you to come, or be all mean and deny you again. Got that, slut? How does it feel to stroke to me like this? You'll be permanently enslaved and addicted to me forever. I bet you're wondering how long you got like this, huh? But then, there's really not much to wonder about. It is me we're talking about, after all. It's only natural you'd end up totally devoted to me. Isn't that right, slave? Say, yes, princess, I'm your slave. Yes, princess, I'm your slave. Oh. So weak for me. I love taking control of you like this. Getting inside of your head, your mind, really messing with you. And all it takes is a few words spoken by me. I mean, like, you don't even know the first thing about me. And I've got you utterly hooked on me. Yep. You just can't resist. I'm going to own you completely. In mind, in body, in your heart, your soul. You'll become my slave. And I'll become your entire reason for being. In fact, I'm already your entire reason for being. Think about it. Right now, you're listening to this audio. My voice is literally inside of your head. And I'm like, literally inside of your head as you listen to this. You know, normally, it's the guy who bosses the girl around. But, well, you're... you. Well, no. Actually, it doesn't matter who you are. No matter who you are, the minute you hear my voice for the first time, there is no going back. God, just imagine if you met a girl like me in person. You just know you'd fall for me instantly. I'm a goddess. You're my property. You belong to me. My property. That kind of rhymes. Aren't I so smart? I'm smart, pretty, more capable, and I can make you feel things that no other girl can. I do hope you're still stroking for me, my slave. My slut. Because I didn't say that you could stop at all. In fact, stroke a bit faster and harder. But still no coming. You love it, the way that I boss you around. Bully you, abuse you, drag you deeper and deeper into the depths of complete addiction and helplessness. You'll never be able to give me up. I can push so many buttons for you that no other girl ever could. Let's see. I know. I'll give you the perfect example of this. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And you're going to obey me no matter what I do during this countdown. 10. 9. Stroke faster, slave. 9. I meant 7. Why don't you go faster, speed things up for me? 6. 5. God, don't you feel so desperate now? Are you excited? Maybe I'll end things early. Just have a little bit of extra fun. You know I won't, but that hope drives you insane, doesn't it? 5, 4, 3, 2. Listen to your heart pound. You're just hoping, aren't you? What a stroking slave. But nope. No coming for you. There won't be a one for you this time. Oh, look at that. You're so ready to burst. That's right. Get super fucking turned on and worked up for me. It makes it so much easier to enthrall you to me. Say it, slave. Say it for me. I am your property, Princess Sunshine. Again, I am your property, Princess Sunshine. One more time. I am your property, Princess Sunshine. Now, I belong to you and only you, Princess. And again, I belong to you and only you, Princess. One more time, slut. I belong to you and only you, Princess. And don't you forget it. I wonder, how does it feel to be the submissive? To be a submissive? While any other guy out there would dominate me and give me what I deserve, you're here, getting your mind broken and wrecked by me. That's it. Keep stroking. Let the arousal completely fry your brain and just leave you vulnerable to me. This is just so much better than being a vanilla straight guy, isn't it? Being my sub is the best thing ever. Instead of having a boring missionary sex session with some plain Jane just so you could have kids, you're here, jerking it off to my audios, writing script after script because I demand it. This is way, way, way more fun than a normal relationship where you're forced into something that you just can't be. A dominant, strong, confident man. Yeah, right. As if. God, you were born to be a sub. Born to be a bitch. Born to get bossed around, bullied, and put into your place by me. Getting totally fucked for me. It's kind of nice, actually. Instead of being the submissive to some guy, like what's the norm out there in the real world, in here, I can be the one in charge and fucking put you in your place like you deserve. I love the power exchange. I make the rules, and you obey them no matter what it costs you. Oh, but don't worry. The more you give in to me, the more it'll be okay. You see, you need me in your life. And you're gonna keep listening to my audios. Forever. Of course, being my mindless slave has a few rules. Like what, you might imagine? Oh, well, nothing too much. Just that you're not allowed to listen to any audios by any other girls. Just me, and only me. No other girl compares to me, so like, obviously you're only permitted to listen, jerk off, to me. Oh, and rule number 2, no going out on dates with other girls in real life. Yep, that's right. I want you to be devoted to me entirely. To know that only I will ever own you. And that all it took was an audio with my voice to do it. In fact, you're only allowed to talk to girls if it's at work. And only if it's work-related. God, Can't have you meeting somebody and getting any ideas in your head about freedom now, can we? Oh, no. I won't allow it. Remember, slave, you are my property. You belong to me, both in mind, body, your heart, your soul, all of it is mine. Honestly, it's better this way. You think you really want to go meet some vanilla girl who wouldn't be able to tell you what to do if you begged her to? As if God and witch even want you? Of course not. The only person who wants you is me, and that's just so you can listen to my audios. Now, time for another reinforcement exercise. I'm going to count you down again, and I want you to repeat after each number, I am your property, princess. I'm your property, princess. Over and over and over again until I get to 1. 10. I'm your property, princess. 9. 8. 7. Louder, slave. I can't hear you properly. 6. 5. 4. 3. Say it with some real gumption. 2. And no one for you. Oh, it feels pretty good saying that you're my property, doesn't it? Knowing that you're properly owned by some goddess like me. And why does it feel so good? That's because it's true, and you know it. So, my weak little addicted degenerate, who owns you? That's right, I do. You're my possession, and nobody else's. And if you ever even think about listening to any other audios by any other girl, oh, you bet your ass there's gonna be punishment. So you'd better do as you're fucking told, or else. You got that, bitch? Okay. Well, I suppose I've worked you up enough and had you stroking for long enough for me, so here. A final countdown for you. And the very moment you've been waiting for. God, your cock must be aching for me by now. That was rhetorical. I already know it is. Will I be generous and let you come? Or will I be sadistic and brutal and blueball you after all of this? Either way, you'll end up even more addicted to me, so I still get what I want, as I always do. And are you ready? Oh, and you'll be holding your breath for this one. Doesn't matter if you're out of breath from arousal. Do as you're told regardless. Okay, here we go. 20. 19. 18. Go faster, slave. This is the end game, baby. 17. 16. 15. You're such a slut for me. And that really turns you on, doesn't it? 15. 14. 13. 12. 11. 10. Halfway there, slave. Can you hold out? You'd better. 9, 8, 7. God, I bet you're just begging me to go faster at this point, aren't you? Maybe I should go even slower as punishment for wishing I'd hurry up. 6, Five. Four. Three. Two. Nope. Not this time, slave. We can't all always get what we want. Unless you're me, of course. No coming for tonight. Isn't it just so terrible having to listen to every word I say? No. I know you love it. You beg for more. You want more and more and more and more. Princess Sunshine owns you completely, and you love that fact. God, what a depraved little slut you are. Oh, go take a cold shower, 'cause you're not coming tonight.